This is Fresh Air. Ted Rosenthal, an early winner of the Thelonious Monk Jazz Piano Competition, has played George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue solo and with symphonic and jazz orchestras. Now he's recorded a version for jazz trio as part of an all Gershwin album. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Rosenthal has a real feel for the material.
As familiar as Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is, you can overlook how radical it sounded, this slick symphonic jazz laced with blues feeling, back in 1924 when jazz rhythm could still be rickety. Rhapsody's riffing themes are ready-made for improvised variations, and many jazz bands have recorded abridgments that zoom in on the best bits. Bucking that trend, Ted Rosenthal's trio plays the whole 17-minute thing. It's a showcase for the pianist and bassist Martin Wind, who divvy up the melodies. Drummer Tim Horner sometimes sounds hemmed in by his written parts. Two records don't make a trend, but this Rhapsody in Blue comes on the heels of the Bad Plus's equally respectful, if more expressionistic, take on Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Ted Rosenthal reduces Rhapsody in Blue's lush orchestration, but he also opens the piece up, making room for improvising and loosening up the rhythm. That's when these players really make the Rhapsody their own and make it modern again. As a pianist trained in and comfortable with jazz and classical music, Ted Rosenthal gets Gershwin's sensibility. The composer could also walk that line between worlds. The trio also plays some of his pop songs on their album Rhapsody in Gershwin to round out their portrait of the composer. Gershwin wrote three of those tunes for Fred Astaire, but Rosenthal's trio might dress those springy melodies in tuxes. His arrangement of Let's Call the Whole Thing Off recalls early Ahmad Jamal's twists and turns. That's some clever detail work there. But the best moments on Ted Rosenthal's Rhapsody in Gershwin come in between those fancy passages, when he really digs in as an improvising pianist. That's also when drummer Tim Horner gets to throw off the shackles. Here's another Astaire song, Fascinating Rhythm. All these Gershwin chestnuts have been in Ted Rosenthal's repertoire a long time, and he's shined some to a high polish. Case in point is his dryly witty mashup of Someone to Watch Over Me and Bill Evans's celebrated improvisation on two chords, Peace, Peace. In a way, Ted Rosenthal's playing is one big conceptual mashup. He has a classical pianist's reverence for the material and a jazz musician's way of running off with it.
Kevin Whitehead writes for A Point of Departure and Wondering Sound and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Rhapsody in Gershwin by the Ted Rosenthal Trio on the Playscape label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.